401k plans, through which employees save money for retirement, have pretty much replaced the traditional pension plans in which companies put the money in for you. But a big question has been, are employees paying too much in fees? And the answer must be yes, because the fees are dropping, and that means more money for those employee investors. Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. She joins us now. And Jill, what's behind this? Why are the fees dropping?
There's a couple of reasons. Number one is the government has decided that plans had to be more transparent. They actually had to tell their participants exactly the fees they were paying. Once that came to light, I think that the plan sponsors, the companies, and as well as the employees started to focus and say, wait a second, why am I paying so much for one type of fund when something close by it is actually a lot cheaper? That was quite helpful in pushing down, as well as just general competition as more and more participants started to use index funds, which are fractions of a percent versus 1% for a managed fund. Put it together, it's been a nice drop, and that's great for plan participants.
And just remind us why, if you can briefly, why the index would be so much cheaper than the managed?
So an index fund just tracks a basket of stocks that are fixed,
right,
like the S&P 500 index, rather than hiring the team of analysts to pick the best stocks inside of the index.
Right.
So we're talking about like 0.1% a year versus 1% a year. The difference goes right to your bottom line.
And can you give us an example of what that might be in dollars?
Absolutely. You know, when you think about this, Vanguard did a really interesting study, and Vanguard has a lot of index funds, so I know they're a bit biased here, but they said that investors in a plan that basically charge a quarter of a percent a year, which would basically be just index funds, maybe a managed fund or so, would actually have a great benefit to someone over a four-decade career where they would end up with 20% more money. So imagine that at the end of your whole career, instead of having $200,000, you might have $250,000.
Okay.
That is a huge difference.
A big difference. So there have been lawsuits to seek out lower priced options for employees. We know there was that Labor Department rule that would hold financial advisors to higher standards. In other words, they'd have to make investments that actually benefited you and not them in fees. That's pretty astonishing. But give us a little consumer information here. What should people do if they're hearing this and they're thinking, how do I find out what the fee is? What do I do?
Well, the first thing you do is you look at your statement. And I know that sounds silly, but a lot of people just look at what is my bottom line? How much last month? How much this month? But you've got to look at the statement and see which funds charge which fees. It will be right there on the website, I promise you. And if your plan has, say, a lot of different funds that have 1% charges, 1.25%, what you and your employees should do is go to your boss and say, hey, why not just put some index funds in here? They tend to do just as well over time, and they're a fraction of the price. Instead of the fund family capturing that 1% every year, how about me, the participant? How about if I capture that 1% a year? That's the best thing. A little peer pressure can go a long way.
I was just going to say, does that work?
It totally works. And you know why? Because now these plans are actually liable. And as you said, you know, the Labor Department is cracking down. Not only are they cracking down on these fees, they're also saying fiduciary standard. You've got to put the interests of the person who's in that plan first before you or the company. This is going to bring to bear quite a bit of perceived litigation pressure. They're going to have to do the right thing. Maybe not because they want to do it, but who cares? Let them do it.
Chobani just switched mainly to index funds. So there you go. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Great to be with you.